بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله محمد وعلى آله وصحابه اجمعين اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الرحمن علم القرآن وقال تعالى ألم نجعل له عينين ولسانا وشفتين وهديناه النجدين. My dear brothers and sisters, inshallah, in these 2 days I am going to make an important introduction to this text, and this text of Hujjatullah al-Baligha, it is really very very important text, because Waliullah Dehlavi, it is actually the best scholar of India anyway throughout the Indian history of Islam. From the beginning, Islam came into India in 93 of Hijrah, the first century, at the end of the first century, and until now, among all the scholars that India has produced, there's no doubt in anybody's mind that Waliullah Dehlavi was the best of them. So his influence and impact always have been, more than anyone else. And this text, actually, for many, many hundred years in Islam, there never has been any text like that. So this text, actually, is a very important text. Like a country, Maura Shibi Nu'mani, after Ibn Taymiyyah, Muslim world never has seen anybody equal to him. Not only in India, whole Muslim world after Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah ta'ala, he is the best scholar. So inshallah, I'll explain some of his life as well, because many of you people don't know who Waliullah Dehlavi is. So I'll go a little bit more detail, though actually about other people I did not go in detail, but about Waliullah in much more details, inshallah. But before that, because the subject of actually of his book is Masalih, so very similar to Al-Muwafaqat of Shatibi. And actually very similar time, because Shatibi was grown up in Spain when Muslim empire was declining. The smallest kingdom, Muslims were very weak in Spain. And similarly, Waliullah Dehlavi, when he is writing this text, Muslim empire in India is broken, became very, basically very, very weak. Somehow, when the time the weakness comes, somehow people, I was thinking really, why people become more interested in Masalih? It could be reason because people don't want to follow the religion. They are influenced by the powerful nations, so, and they don't find any reasoning, any wisdom in their own law, in their own system. So somebody comes and reminds the people, how important the Islamic law is, in masalih and interest and wisdom behind that. It could be the reason that why Shatibi comes and in that weak time and he writes Muwafaqat. Waliullah Dehlavi comes in that time when Muslims are so weak in India and he writes this great work to remind the people. But before that, I would like to, this actually came to my mind, this thing very clearly, that really what Masalih is. Many people don't understand, like in our time, I always keep criticizing that the people who are, emphasizing on the Maqasid, how misled they are. And inshallah, this will make much, much clearer, inshallah, to understand. People like Shatibi and Waliullah Dehlavi, and you can see, he actually making very clear, and also Shatibi makes very clear, they never say that by knowing the Masalih, you can make ahkam. They never say like that. What they say, whatever the hukm, there must be maslaha. But they never say that wherever there is maslaha, you can make a hukm. They don't make like that. That is, they teach you maslaha and then you can make hukm. No, they say all the laws of Sharia and the rules of Islam, they are based on masalih. That they say. And they make effort to explain to you. And also they say, there are many, many, we don't know, many masalih. So what they say is wherever there is a hukm, there is a maslaha. But they never say wherever there is maslaha, there is a hukm. They never say like that. People of Maqasid, they say wherever there is maslaha, there is a hukm. So they have changed it, reversed completely. To understand very clearly, many of these things you know already, but just to make it very clear. So as you know that the main attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are two. And Rabb and Ilah. So Rabb is his relation to the people, and Ilah is people's relation to him. So Rabb basically means that he's a creator, he's a Rahman, he's a Rahim, merciful, he's a Hakim. Whatever he created, there's wisdom behind that. And whatever he commands, there's wisdom behind that. So in every creation of Allah, there's wisdom. And in every command of Allah, there's wisdom. So he's a Hakim. So the word is Al-Hakim, Al-Rabb, Al-Hakim. So Rabb has many, many branches. You can say Rahman, Rahim, Khaliq, and all those things. He's a Hakim as well. So whatever he created, he says in the Quran, Allah, Lahul, Khalq, wal Amr. Creation and Amr both belong to him. In every creation of Allah, there's a Hikmah. There's Maslaha, there's wisdom. In every command of Allah, there's Maslaha. Since Allah is Rabb, it becomes obligated. We must obey him. We must worship him. So, that's why you know, it ilah. Ilah means ma'bud. He's ma'bud, he has to be worshipped. And one of the part of Uluhiyya, one important part of Uluhiyya is that it's Hakim. You know, he gives command, he makes rule. So you can see Hakim and Hakim. Both are attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's Hakim and Hakim both. But Hakim is part of Uluhiyya. And Hakim is part of Rububiyya. Since he is a Rabb, so whatever he commands, there must be a hikmah. Since he is Ilah, he must make laws. He must, you know, command people to do. So you can say Hakim is part of Uluhiyya and Hakim is part of Rububiyya. Is it clear or not? So first understand these two things. You know, his being Hakim is part of his Rububiyya. Meaning is, you know, whatever he commands it to, you know, to help you. You know, so that is say Ar-Rahman allama al-Qur'an. Rahman is Rububiyya. So part of the Rahman is that he taught you the Qur'an. So teaching the Qur'an is part of Rububiyya. Because he wants to, you know, guide you. So basically there is so much hikmah. Qur'an is full of hikmah. Al-Qur'an says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Alam naj'alahu aynayn wa lisana wa shafatayn wa hadaynahu najdayn. To guiding the people is part of Rububiyya. A Rabb must guide the people. And Ilah, if we have to worship him, so we must take the ahkam from him, rulings from him. So keep this in mind, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's relation to the people is expressed in the Qur'an as his being a Rabb. And people's relation to him is expressed in the Qur'an as his being Ilah. And people are commanded to believe him as Ilah, not as Rabb, because he's Rabb anyway. But you know, you need to do something, not what he does. So that's why I see all the messengers have been saying, La ilaha illallah. You know, the shaitan, Iblis, he is a, you know, firm believer that Allah is Rabb. He has no doubt. He's the one who asks Allah, oh Allah, give me more life. Allah's being Rabb is everybody has been, even the, you know, and there's nobody worse in kufr than Iblis. The worst kafir believes Allah is Rabb. Iblis never believes that anybody else is Rabb other than Allah. He only asks him. So Allah is Rabb. But the problem of Iblis is Iblis does not obey him. If people believe in Allah as Rabb, that does not make them believer. What makes them believer is to believe that he's Ilah, he's Hakim, he commands to come to him. We have to obey him, we have to worship him. Understand properly. This is something where people have been misled so much, and many, many Sufis, and in our time, Tablighi Jamaat, they keep missing this point. And their emphasis always the Rububiyya, all the time. This is not a main thing. You know, Allah being a Rabb, that, you know, that even Shaitan believes. So, you know, and Quran, whenever Quran mentions Rububiyya, it always in order to make you to obey him. Allah, Rububiyya only comes to remind you. But the purpose behind that is Uluhiyya, to Ibadah. Allah wants you to obey him, do Ibadah. And Shaykh Walidullah Dehlawi will explain it properly, inshallah, later on. And I'll read it. It's very nice, you know, thing in Hujjatul al-Baligha. That, you know, what the people's virtue is. People's virtue is not to know that Allah is Rabb. It's not your virtue. People's virtue is to know that Allah is Ma'bud. That he makes very clear. Allah is Ma'bud, that's your virtue. And then you do Ibadah. When you do Ibadah, you become nearer to him. So, as Allah is Hakim. When he is Hakim, in the being Hakim, there are four words you have to understand. Hakim, Mahkum Alayh, in mahkum, yeah, mahkum alay and mahkum fihi, to ahkam, to four things. Hakim, ahkam, mahkum alay and mahkum fihi. Hakim means the one who makes law, is Allah. The one who makes law, the one who actually, you know, initiates ruling is Hakim. Mahkum alay is who? Those on whom the laws are, you know, for whom it means we, you know, we are slaves of Allah. Human being and jinn, whatever is this context, we just want to make human beings. We are mahkum alay. We are slaves of Allah. So ahkam has come upon us. We must obey. And mahkum fih is the cases about which ahkam has come. Prayers, fasting, zakat, and hajj, buying and selling, and all those things. Any case for which ahkam comes, that's mahkum fih. So mahkum fih are the cases for which ahkam has come. And we are mahkum alay. When hukm of Allah comes to the people, their concern should be how to connect ahkam with mahkum fi. Any hukm comes, your concern should be to know really, this is my Lord has commanded me, so how in this new case, how can